This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch the nationwide human papillomavirus vaccination program for girls aged 14 years today. Budget session of the Meghalaya Assembly adjourned sine die. Centre appoints former Supreme Court Judge Justice Balbir Singh Chauhan as the new chairperson of the Commission of Inquiry investigating the violence in Manipur. Union Minister of State for Steel and Heavy Industries Bhupa T. Raju Srinivasa Verma visits Manipur, reviews implementation of central schemes. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the nationwide human papillomavirus vaccination program for girls aged 14 years from Ajmer in Rajasthan today. The nationwide rollout marks a decisive move in the country's public health journey and fulfills the government's commitment of advancing to the vision of Swachhta Nari, ensuring prevention, protection and equity of, at the core of women's health care. The program will target approximately 1.15 crore girls aged 14 years every year across all states and union territories. The vaccine will be provided free of cost at designated government health facilities. The state launch in Meghalaya will be held today at Ganesh Das Hospital in Shillong. Vaccination will be voluntary and informed consent from parents or guardians will be obtained prior to the administration. The budget session of the Meghalaya Assembly was adjourned sine die on Friday after 2 long weeks of exhaustive discussions and debate on various issues of the state. The session was adjourned with state and national anthem. Even on the last day of the session, several important legislations were passed by the House. Government bills like Meghalaya Prisons and Correctional Services Bill 2026, the Park University Meghalaya Bill 2026, Meghalaya Police Amendment Bill 2026, Meghalaya Value Added Tax Amendment Bill 2026, Meghalaya Floodplain Zoning Bill 2026, Institute of Public Health Shillong Bill 2026 were passed on the last day of the session. Assam BJP President and Lok Sabha MP Dilip Saikia said on Friday that the party's list of candidates for the upcoming assembly elections will be announced in a phased manner after the conclusion of the Holi Dol Utsav. Speaking to reporters in Nalbari, Saikia said the BJP is finalising its strategy and will soon make public its candidates at an appropriate time. Making a significant remark on candidate selection, the state BJP chief said that preference would be given to familiar and trusted faces. Saikia was in Nalbari to inaugurate the Uttar Nalbari Mandal BJP office, marking another step in strengthening the party's organizational structure ahead of the polls. Addressing BJP workers and leaders, Saikia emphasized the importance of organizational unity, booth-level preparedness and sustained public outreach in the coming months. The centre has appointed former Supreme Court Judge Justice Balbir Singh Chauhan as the new chairperson of the Commission of Inquiry investigating the violence in Manipur. The Home Ministry in a notification said that Justice Chauhan will assume charge of the Commission on the 1st of March. The appointment of Justice Chauhan came after the resignation of the chairperson of the Commission and former Chief Justice of Guwahati High Court, Justice Ajay Lamba. The Union Minister of State for Steel and Heavy Industries, Bhupa T. Raju Srinivasa Verma, visited Noni District in Manipur on Friday. The visit comes amid signs of normalcy and stabilization in the state following the formation of a popular government. During his visit, the minister distributed Ayushman Bharat PMJAY cards to 4 beneficiaries in Longmai Primary Health Centre and also handed over house keys to PMAYG beneficiaries at Rangkung region. The minister also inspected the railway's Stolis Spire Bridge, bridge number 164 in Noni District, and reviewed the progress of major infrastructure works, including the NHI DCL project along National Highway 37 and the construction of Awangkul Railway Station construction. Later, the minister chaired a review meeting at the DC office to assess the implementation of various central sector schemes in the district. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma on Friday flagged off a fleet of 84 new buses, including 55 electric buses inducted under the PM E-Bus Seva scheme at a program held at the new Meghalaya Legislative Assembly in Shillong. The launch marked the formal introduction of Kabos Jongi under the Urban Affairs Department. The newly inducted buses are equipped with air conditioning, mobile charging points, real-time tracking system and e-ticketing facilities to ensure convenience, safety and efficiency for passengers. A pilot run commenced on the IIM Shillong Upper Shillong route with services scheduled to operate daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. in Shillong. The initiative is expected to improve urban connectivity and provide citizens with reliable, comfortable and eco-friendly mode of transportation. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Du Homo on Friday announced in the State Assembly that his government is set to aggressively pursue a policy of decentralization to streamline governance and correct long-standing developmental disparities. While participating in the discussion on the Mizoram State University Amendment Bill 2026, Lal Du Homo, who also holds the finance portfolio, revealed that a comprehensive plan for financial decentralization is imminent. Under the proposed reforms, the state will bypass the traditional bottleneck of seeking constant finance department clearance for routine operations. The Chief Minister characterized this shift as a significant transformation in the state's administrative machinery. Lal Du Homo further stated that his government aims to address the existing regional imbalances and uneven development by ensuring a more equitable distribution. Mizoram government will launch a comprehensive crop insurance scheme to protect farmers from financial losses caused by natural disasters, pests and diseases. State Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister P.C. Vanlal Rauta informed the State Assembly that the insurance scheme will be introduced for five key crops under the state government's flagship Banakai handholding scheme. He said that the State Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Department is currently taking steps to implement the centre's Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, a state-level coordination committee on crop insurance constituted to implement the PMFBY scheme has already issued a notification to cover five specific crops: paddy, ginger, miso chili, cabbage and brinjal or eggplant. The minister clarified that the insurance scheme would initially be rolled out in specific districts with high production potential. Concert Battalion of Assam Rifles in Arunachal Pradesh organized a solemn wreath-laying ceremony recently to pay tribute to late Mahmud Rajan, who made the supreme sacrifice in the service of the nation. The ceremony was held at the battalion war memorial, where the commandant and personnel of the unit laid wreaths and offered floral tributes in honor of the fallen soldier. The ceremony reaffirmed the values of honor, duty and sacrifice that formed the foundation of the Assam Rifles. The Sikkim government will rename the Pakyong Airport, the sole airport located in the mountain state and sits on the India-China border, after freedom fighter Trailochan Pokhrel. Sikkim Chief Minister P.S. Tamang, while addressing a celebration on the occasion of the 31st Foundation Day of the Akhil Sikkim Khas Chetri Bahun Kalyan Sangh, made the announcement. Trailochan Pokhrel was born in the Tairaithang region of Pakyong subdivision of East Sikkim, was influenced by the ideas of non-violence and satyagraha of Mahatma Gandhi. A youth parliament program under the theme Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament was held on Friday at Sonamura Kabi Nazrul Mahavidyalaya in Agartala with the support of the Union Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports and organized by the college in collaboration with the District Youth Affairs and Sports Office. The event featured a debate competition on the theme 50 Years of Emergency, in which a total of 35 students participated. The participants presented their views both in favor and against the topic, engaging in thoughtful discussions. A similar Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament was successfully organized by My Bharat Itanagar in collaboration with Dera Natung Government College. The program was chaired by Dr. M.Q. Khan, Principal Dera Natung Government College, and witnessed enthusiastic participation from students, making the event intellectually vibrant and engaging. And before we close the headlines once again, Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch the nationwide human papillomavirus virus vaccination program for girls aged 14 years today. Budget session of the Meghalaya Assembly adjourned sine die. Centre appoints former Supreme Court Judge Justice Balbir Singh Chauhan as the new chairperson of the Commission of Inquiry investigating the violence in Manipur. Union Minister of State for Steel and Heavy Industries, Bhupathiraju Srinivasa Verma, visits Manipur, reviews implementation of the central schemes. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani.